Things are
hi. Oh, there we go.
Once again, not doing great on the board.
And I just woke up 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. But welcome
to So Fresh, So Clean
with T315.
I'm, of course, Vitamin G.
And I am Real Deal. And we're excited to give you a great show tonight. You are listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. One of my favorite radio stations.
Emily, tell the topic for tonight's show.
Tonight, the topic for our show is the... What?
Like four. I don't think I'm even talking.
Are you?
Okay, so it turns out I haven't been talking this whole time.
So,
Again, I'm Vitamin G.
And I'm Real Deal.
And like I said earlier, but you didn't hear, we just woke up like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, we're a little tie-tie. But tonight's show, our topic, it's titled Molly Deal, Katie Ledecky, and Gigi Tutone, The History of Emily Deal Being Overshadowed.
You'll understand it more as we get into the show.
Yeah. It's an exciting topic. Hits home, honestly. It's one of my, it's a very personal story. But I can't wait to share to our lively audience. Let's check how many people are watching or listening.
This is a radio show, Emily.
We got 6 people.
That's huge. We're making major gains right now.
Welcome to the 6 listeners. We're so happy to have you here. Slide into our DMs if you are them, if you are the 6 listeners, because we'd like to give you a shout out. We're going to start off our show with a song. Gigi, would you like to introduce the song?
Honestly, Emily, I forget which song it is.
We were discussing Middle.
Oh, that's what we're starting off with. Oh, yeah. Great song.
So here's Middle by DJ Snake. As Robert Toscano would say, hit the track.
Staring at 2 different views on your window ledge. Coffee is gone cold, it's like time froze. I promise to build a new world for us.
Welcome back.
Oh, what a jam.
Definitely jammed out. Tried to wake ourselves up a little.
Yeah. Just minor dance party.
Minor. There's a couple fist pumps. Nothing crazy.
We sat down the whole time.
Yeah, there's
just a few head nods along.
Yeah.
So let's get into the topic. Let's first talk about Molly Deal.
Yeah, let's take this in chronological order of my life. So I would say Molly, although she's overshadowed me my entire life, the main part of it was from birth to around eighth grade, mm-hmm. before high school.
Okay.
And then Katie Ledecky, great friend, all of high school, honestly. Like, she just killed it all. And then my new college years, my great friend, Vitamin G.
Oh, I'm honored.
Yeah, of course, obviously. So, Molly Deal, what to say?
Well, she's 23.
25.
And she's living in the Upper East Side.
She's literally the Upper East Side, Manhattan. Waldorf.
We're talking Gossip Girl.
Yeah, this is Gossip Girl Central.
She's got her life together more than most, like, 45-year-old people with jobs and families.
She has it all figured out, honestly. I'm always impressed when I hear things about her.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I'll tell a brief story of childhood. She bullied me for the longest time of my life, and it was great because made me stronger. I'm not very strong right now, so especially in the physical, I don't lift. Sorry, Martin. Martin is Gigi's lift.
He's my lift
physical
coach.
Trainer.
We're starting slowly to become friends.
Yeah, it's a
struggle.
Yeah, it's a struggle. But like, honestly, there might be some like love and like
compassion
in that relationship. Yeah. But stay tuned. So Molly and I had a rough relationship, and then Molly went to college, and she went to one of the best art schools in the country.
NYU.
Tisch School of the Arts. And she went to one of the most exclusive departments, I would say, in Tisch, which is called a tech track. So, like, stage crew, behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And she majored in costume design. And her minor, coincidentally, classics.
Classics.
What a classic deal thing. Am I right?
Your major is classics.
My major is, yeah.
So her side thing is just your full thing.
Yeah, so that's, like, our first indicator. Like, blink, blink, blink.
Like, she just only needs it on the side.
Yeah,
and
she only's
got to, like,
full time. Yeah. So she majored in costume design, and she interned with a Broadway costume designer, and then she has been working for a Broadway milliner. A hat maker is what?
Much like a cobbler is a shoemaker.
Yeah, exactly. Great, great comparison, Gigi.
Thank you.
Or Vitamin G, sorry. And so Molly's killing it. She's made the Phantom of the Opera masks for
Some Wicked,
Cinderella, Lion King, all of your like big headliners.
Yeah.
She makes all of the Rockette stuff for the head, of course, the hair pieces.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen the Christmas Spectacular.
Have I frequented the Christmas Spectacular?
It's a great show.
Once or twice.
The tap number.
The tap number.
Gorgeous. One of my favorites.
Really, I couldn't even pick a favorite number.
I'd probably say 7 or 14 are my favorite numbers.
Oh, you know what? Screw you, Emily. This is why no one likes you.
So moving on. Molly is killing life.
Yeah, met her this winter break.
Mm-hmm.
So charming. Has her life together so much.
Be stylish.
I was getting ready. None of my outfit was going together. And she's like, no, no, no. Like, don't wear your silver jewelry. Go put on Emily's gold necklace.
Jewelry. Yeah.
And I'm always terrible with the hardware. I never know when I go silver or gold. Yeah.
That's one thing I have noticed Gigi struggles with.
Yeah, I just struggle in the outfit departments, really, which is why you'll see me sporting sweatpants, usually, as I am now.
Yeah, she's wearing a graphic.
I'm wearing a very strong outfit right now. Some wool socks and some bright orange sneakers. It's a real look.
The Patagonia is one that was stolen. Not by us, but by a great friend, Morgan.
She left with a $10 sweatshirt on and came back with a $130 Patagonia.
She left with my favorite swim team, Garrett Park swim team sweatshirt, full of memories, and came back with a Patagonia.
Honestly, like you say, that's like a bad thing.
I mean, she owes me a Garrett Park
sweatshirt. And just to clear things up, we did try to return this to the owner.
We posted on the Facebook group.
The owner did not.
They didn't claim it, so it's not our fault.
Finders keepers.
Losers weepers.
Oh, stop that.
Oops. So Molly has her life put together.
She can sew. Emily can't sew.
I'm the only person in my family that can't sew. Fun fact.
Her sister can rock bangs. Emily would look so dweeby.
So terrible.
With bangs.
I couldn't even picture. I can barely pull off my hair now.
I want to go back to sleep after this and not have nightmares, so I'm not even going to try to picture it.
Great plan. While we're on the topic of my family, my entire family is cooler than I am.
Yeah. Val Deal.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Belated B-Day Boy birthday. Val. Yeah, 2 hours ago.
Amazing dancer.
Mm. He kills it on the dance floor.
Wicked partier.
Mm. Yeah, and
he can rock your sunglasses better than you can.
Yeah, check out my Instagram if you wanted more of that.
Martha, your mother, Emily's mother, she even overshadows Emily. Mm-hmm. First of all, kindest human being
so sweet.
In the world. So welcoming. The hospitality I received when I went to Emily's house, just heartwarming.
Aww.
Really. And as you may have known from our first show, me and Emily are involved in the srat life.
Greek life.
Emily's mother, who went here, a Tufts alumni.
I am legacy.
You are a legacy. Also, Emily's mother got in on her own.
Yeah.
Emily did not. She is a legacy.
I'm a legacy.
I can't say much about that.
She's a recruited athlete.
I didn't get in here on my own either. I had a little sticker on my application, but still, we're over that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Emily's mother dated a boy in DU, one of our top manly
top fratty frats.
And
I'm currently single.
Yeah.
100%.
100 OP.
HMU.
Guys, real deal. If you want to, I'll set you up with a date with her. Text me. She doesn't even have to know. I'll make the room all cozy. Rose petals.
Ooh.
A nice candlelit dinner in T315. I'll open up the window so it's not as musty.
Favorite.
Right now, our room kind of smells like bad chicken noodle soup.
Yeah,
I usually just assume Emily farted, but there's just something lingering in our room, and we're gonna get to the bottom about it.
I'm gonna take a guess. It's probably our dried ramen.
Don't try to turn this back on me. I like to eat dried ramen.
Honestly, it tastes like chips. It's pretty good.
It tastes like chips.
Don't knock it.
Give it a try. Let's just get into the next song.
Yeah, this song is called "Once in a While" by Time Flies.
As Robert would say.
Hit the track.
I thought I would know better. That's wishful thinking. Thought there'd be no pressure. That's wishful drinking. Is anything forever? Or just a feeling? What have I been so afraid of? I don't know. From Brooklyn to New York, then off to the West. In Cali, no Cali, but fuck, we the best. My stripes, they American, let me express. And I keep it as loud as a total request. And they ask me these questions, like, how do you do it? Pressing the road and the music. Truth is, I'm always up, I'm always down. Worry about everyone else. But once in a while, I catch myself. Once in a while, I ask myself, what am I doing? Once in a while, I need your help.
But once in a while I feel like, ooh, I just wanna dance. Like my blood type, be positive. These days something got me feeling quite the opposite. Music like my heroin, but all I hear is poppy shit. Time to get up off of it and watch somebody copy it. I'm westbound, down and out, feeling fake now, like somebody found me out. Need to slow down, I'm browning out. So many thoughts, let me drown them out.
Yeah, I thought I would know better. That's wishful thinking, that there'd be no pressure. That's wishful drinking, is anything forever? I've been so afraid of, I don't know. But once in a while I catch myself. Once in a while I ask myself, what am I doing? Once in a while I need your help. But once in a while I feel like, ooh, I just wanna dance.
We're going, there's no slowing down to go back. And thinking of where we've been, no one's ever been given a roadmap. Say slow down, turn here, graduate and work here. Come and get a raise when you finish up your first year. Now, if you're doing it, you're doing it right. Keep it moving now, tell me what you're doing tonight. Cause sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down. Don't worry about anyone else. But once in a while I catch myself. Once in a while I ask myself, what am I doing? Once in a while I need your help. But once in a while I feel like I just wanna dance. I feel good.
Well, it was, the transitions were so good that it just happens.
What a bummer.
So we got a quick PSA for you. Oh. While my voice is still like raspy from just waking up, you know, when Bay just wakes up and his voice is raspy, that's me.
Greater sign, greater sign, greater sign.
Heart eye emoji.
Heart eye emoji.
So this is about BostonScienceLectures.com.
Whoa.
Because we're just a couple of science girls. We're just trying to get out in the STEM world.
Some gals.
Just represent the female population.
Do chemistry in their free time.
Yeah. So if you're interested in science and engineering lectures in the Boston area, there's one great website to keep you up to date, and that's BostonScienceLectures.com. Each week, journalist and author Fred Hopgood monitors more than 420 different organizations in the Boston area to keep you informed about interesting scientific, engineering, and other nerdly events. Most of them cost nothing to attend, and some even give away free food as part of the event.
Free food.
This next part doesn't make sense. It just says asterisk, the number 8, up caret, exclamation point, parentheses, ellipse. I'm guessing that's just like they're really hyped about the free food the event.
I mean, and who wouldn't be?
So that they just lost control of the keyboard. And so check out BostonScienceLectures.com. This public service message has been sponsored by your lecture loving friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
I love a good lecture.
Especially a good chemistry lecture.
Yeah.
Because we go to those all the time.
All the time.
So, let's get back to the topic. Katie Ledecky, The next chapter of your life?
The next chapter. We're moving on to high school. We didn't quite finish Molly's chapter, but like...
They got the gist.
Yeah.
We're going to do a total recap.
We'll do a total recap, because there's some new elements that are hitting that section. Katie Ledecky. Well...
I didn't know who she was coming into Tufts.
She does. Gigi does not stay updated in the swimming world.
No, I'm a strictly land sports type of girl, except for Tom Daly, because
who doesn't love Tom Daly?
What a great looking diver, let me tell you that. So anyway, so Katie Ledecky, she was your swim co-captain.
She was my first friend at Stone Ridge. We sat down together on the first day of high school. Little did I know, less than a year later, she would get a gold medal in the Olympics for the 800 freestyle.
So you had three captains.
Mm-hmm.
It was you, yep. Katie Ledecky, and some other girl that is...
Colleen Carey, shout out.
Okay.
Okay. This, well, Colleen also plays a role in this overshadowing.
Oh, she does. Yes. Oh, this is great.
Okay, so
it's all coming together.
It's all coming together. So Katie Ledecky, she has world records. She's won like every single Golden Goggle award ever. She Olympic gold medalist. She recently this year in Worlds, she won gold in the 200, 400, 800, and 1500, I want to say, those events, freestyle, that's unheard of before. Like, Michael Phelps hasn't even done anything like that. So, pretty exciting stuff. Like, obviously, she's much cooler than I am. Like, there's no question.
Also, she's on the Stanford swim team. She's a recruit. But she's training...
For the Olympics, of course.
Don't you just hate when that happens?
It's so inconvenient.
You can't start college because you're training for the Olympics.
So she's pushed off a year. She's deferred her enrollment.
To Stanford.
So that she can swim in the Olympics. And she also took classes at Georgetown this fall. So
it's crazy.
It's crazy times.
So not only is she... playing at a D1 school, like the exact like a top tier D1 school,
right?
The exact opposite of a NARP,
right?
It's also just like so warm.
It's so warm,
like here
the academics, Ivy League basically equivalent.
Like today, it was 60 degrees, and we acted like it was 95 when we were going to the beach.
Yep.
Or some Coachella-like event.
And I got a sunburn.
And right now I'm wearing wool socks because it's a little chilly. And it's mid-April.
It was very bold of us to press lawn so hard.
Yeah.
So Katie Ledecky, my co-captain, she obviously deserved to be captain because she's good at swimming.
Yeah.
She's excellent at
swimming. I would say she's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Not as good as I am.
Right, so...
She can, what's her freestyle time?
Look it up, I don't know. Like, way too good.
Way too good. But what's her water jogging time? Because I feel like
that's a question that...
Katie Ledecky, this is a formal challenge to a water jog.
A duel.
A 200 meter water jog.
Normally you have dual meets. This is a dual water jog.
No flip turns, is that? No flip turns allowed. Just
Gigi doesn't know how to do a flip turn.
I don't know how to do a flip turn. The kids I nannied tried to teach me, and I like lost my bathing suit bottoms, as all nannies should. And so yeah, it's just me, her, our legs, and a buoyancy belt.
Who will win?
That's the question. Me. I've had some experience water jogging.
I think you water jogged like once.
Once in my life.
And I swam circles around you.
Yeah. Okay. It's the flip turns. The flip turns really get you. We were doing great, and then she did a flip turn, and she was like already lapped me.
So Katie Ledecky deserved to be there. My other co-captain, Colleen Carey, great human being, was also my co-captain on my softball team. So Colleen is a popular person. She knows a lot of people. She knew the Gonzaga boys captains who are our brother school.
Ooh, love
so
it.
She was great friends with them. Mm-hmm. I, as an uncomfortable human being,
as Emily,
was not.
Very, very single Emily. Okay, we're all in that boat.
So you could say Katie, the qualified captain.
Mm-hmm.
Colleen and I, similar times, like medium to not great fast.
Yeah.
Was
the social, like,
Colleen
popular captain?
Colleen was, like, the social popular captain.
And you, would we call you the hype man?
You would call me the hype man.
That was
my place as captain. Cheering for my team. Yeah. Bringing the team together and hyping them up more than
anything. Making posters, reminding people about pasta parties after.
All right, my favorite place, Cece's Pizza.
Cece's Pizza. Never been, but...
You will throw up, probably. That's...
Can't wait.
Let's
go right after
let's
this.
Let's go now. Yeah, so I just did not... I was voted captain, but like...
Were there like three spots and then you had one to fill?
No, there... I mean, there was like a lot of people that were in the running, but like...
All right, humble brag, humble brag.
I just like... I
don't, we get it. You're a big deal.
Oh, terrible joke. yeah, so I was co-captain of my swim team. Now I'm a washed-up athlete.
Now you're a washed-up athlete. While she continues her career in swimming at the top level, like as far as one can continue.
Literally she's... The highest caliber swimming.
Yeah. When was the last time you even swam?
Literally when... No, I swam over winter break with Stonerich Swag and Dive.
Jesus.
I kept up.
She kept up.
That's
she's
all
making,
I wanted.
She's shrugging her shoulders.
What?
So she probably was a few laps behind.
I was... Two, maybe.
Two tops. Honestly,
yeah,
that's respectable.
Thank you. My coach, Paul Bowman, thought I was brave and... valiant and cheered me on. Paul Bowman, the assistant coach, was the hype man to me as I was the hype man to my team.
Mm-hmm. Indispensable.
Indispensable. Yeah, I mean like
Kayla Decky, indispensable.
Definitely, and she carried our team.
Like literally on her back.
On her back. Like she could have carried all of us. She's so strong.
Yeah.
So much dry land. So much lifting.
Mm-hmm.
We should get her to talk to Martin.
We should.
We'll make those connections. Maybe on LinkedIn.
Who do you think could lift more, me or Kayla Decky?
I
bench more than the bar now. I don't mean to brag, but...
Wow. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
All that lifting pays off.
It does.
I'm still going to say that Kayla Decky can bench more than you. Vitamin G.
You may be right.
I might.
Again, after the duel, water jogging duel.
I think it should be just an extended duel.
Yeah, like a nice triathlon.
Mm. What would the third event be?
We hold another Boston Marathon.
Oh, okay.
You know, like the one that happened yesterday or like today.
Today-ish.
Whatever you're feeling.
Depends on if you went to bed.
Like the one that happened like 12 hours ago.
Right. So another marathon.
Yeah, another marathon in Boston, but just the two of us.
Okay.
I don't want anyone else distracting me, running next to me.
From the competition.
From the competition.
Who is an Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
And world record holder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I'll make it happen.
Mm.
So the triathlon, just to clarify, water jog, benching, and a marathon.
Yeah.
How back-to-back? Like, what's the... It's, like, immediately
immediate.
After? Okay. So, that's...
Like,
that's,
just to get a running start, you start running while you're benching.
Wow. That's a lot.
It's a lot in the core.
All about core strength.
She might have more than me.
Probably. I'm going to give her the more core.
She's probably got the six-pack.
Yeah.
I've definitely gained a few pounds in college, so...
#freshman15.
So, the six-pack I never had... has gotten even less existent, if that was possible.
Yeah, I mean, I never, like, ever had a six-pack, and it's
neither,
just, like...
I, neither have I. Even, like, my Christmas card photos, like, when I was, like, fourth grade, like, in the Caribbean, like, oh my God, it's so
with
cute.
With the cornrow.
And with my cornrows, of course, because I loved a good white girl cornrow. I'd be, like...
Latina woman.
I'd be swimming, and you would just see my, like, little tub... rolled up in my Target bathing suit.
I wore a tankini for longer than I would like to say. So
how long was that Emily deal?
I'm not even gonna say.
Just say.
I wore a tankini till like sixth grade.
I feel like you're being...
I'll push it to seventh grade.
I'm gonna hold you to a strong eighth grade.
That's... No, it's a seven and a half grade.
Oh, so like summer before eighth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, so eighth grade.
Okay. I'll give it to you.
It was one of those things where it's like, you can't do this anymore. You're about to go into high school.
Right. It was just like too not about to happen. So that's fun. Yeah. So that was the Katie Ledecky chapter of Emily Deal being overshadowed.
Like, Emily didn't even stand a chance there.
Yeah. And like, I didn't even expect it to happen. Like, it was just kind of like she existed. Like, Molly, it was expected. She's an older sister. Katie,
really? I find it's easier to not, like, when you're as a younger sibling, it's easier to be
better.
Yeah. Shout out to Tony. I'm better than you.
Yeah. Yeah. We had opposite experiences with our older siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just quirky.
Fascinating. Funny how that works in life, you know?
Funny how things work out that way.
Some things can be, like, very similar, but at the same time,
very different.
Opposite.
All right, let's kick it off to our next song.
Yeah.
This is Don't Let Me Down, the Millennium remix by the Chainsmokers. As Robert would say,
hit the track!
Welcome.
So, does that leave?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Blase. Oh man,
I'm sorry.
Who doesn't like a good Ty Dolla Sign?
Honestly, like, no one.
Like, wait, are you saying no one likes Ty Dolla Sign?
No, I'm saying everyone likes Ty Dolla Sign.
I'm supposed to be like, I love.
Like, we Ty would Dolla Sign. Literally start fighting in the station, the studio.
So I guess the next part of our show
the
is
the final chapter of
the most recent
my irrelevant life.
Irrelevancy.
Irrelevancy? Is that a word?
We don't know.
Let's make it. Look at this queen. Gianna Grace Antonia
Ravenna Tutone. Just respect my life.
Can't
boy.
Do anything. Gigi Tutone, the queen herself, vitamin G, quad, all of the above apply.
So many names. Just one girl.
Just one extraordinary woman. Latina woman.
Yeah.
We're gonna host
asthmatic
her.
Woman.
Latina asthmatic woman.
I'm trying to stay humble here, but you're just talking me up. Just feel like a god right now.
A goddess, of course.
No, a god.
Okay. Well, Gigi, my roommate. We are roommating together.
Next semester. Should we break them off a preview of the remix and tell them our new show name? Since
yeah.
We're not going to be living in 2 through 15 anymore.
No, we won't.
We can't live in the past. We have to move on.
Live in the
to
present,
the next
everyone.
Chapter of our lives.
Live it up. Coachella 2K16.
Mm-hmm.
Our new radio show name. Exciting stuff. Ready?
It's going to be real different.
It's super different, super...
We're really putting ourselves out there.
Out of the box thinking, you might say.
Mm-hmm. Ready?
So fresh, so fine, it would see
one the... One more time.
So fresh, so fine, would see 139.
139.
Jesus.
It's super different than So Fresh, So Clean with 2 through 15.
Super different.
We went for a different rhyme scheme because of the different number.
Number. So that's hashtag uphill living for us.
Yeah. We're going to live right above a dining hall. Like, so all we have to do is go right downstairs.
Did anyone say sophomore 15?
Sophomore 15.
Sophomore 60.
60.
60, yeah.
I'm at least planning on getting
We're planning on getting obese.
I'm going to take my nice 350 lean weight. To a nice 410.
Chunky or lean?
Lean.
Of course.
But you've got to build up that
all of the lifting that she's training for
with lots of food
for the duel.
I like to say every day
I'm shuffling.
No. I don't even want to talk to you anymore.
Okay. We'll read the bio that I wrote. Emily's roommate, member of Tufts varsity field hockey team. That's like enough in itself. Varsity athlete material.
Me?
Yep.
Oh, you said Emily.
Yeah, Emily's roommate. My roommate. I'm not varsity.
All right, so Emily's also really dumb.
Thanks. You're my chemistry tutor, my life coach. Just
life
super
coach.
Way better at chemistry than I am.
It's funny because I'm not even that good.
Yeah, that's just how bad I am at chemistry. What else? More coordinated.
A lot more coordinated.
Yep.
We toss things to each other. I catch it 8 out of 10 times.
I catch it four.
Two.
Four.
Two to four times. Four on a great day.
It's a great day if I catch four things.
I think that's actually just your PR. It's like,
yeah, probably. And what? You're not sunburned right now.
Oh yeah, Emily is super Irish, but because of we spent 45 minutes on the Prez lawn today, and she has a burn that makes her look like a scalding hot tomato.
I'm a tomato.
Stop! What? Is this all loud? But because of my Italian and Puerto Rican blood, I hate myself for just doing that.
She's Latina and proud.
I'm Latina and proud. Because of my Italian and Puerto Rican blood.
She just dropped her sport watch in the studio. And she says she's coordinated.
I did not burn. I got a little rosy on the nose.
Well, I always start off as rosy. I might even define it as aggressively rosy.
Her baseline is aggressively rosy. So we can only imagine her when she's burned.
I literally, if you've seen my Snapchats, it's rough. It's not a great look. Terrible burn, terrible lines.
You should be careful. Remember, guys, sun tanning kills. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I want everyone to lather up some SPF 100.
PSA.
Yeah, this is a new PSA. At ESPN 100, SPF 100. The pale look is great.
It's a look.
Lily, guys aren't in for the nice, skinny.
Wait, Gigi, we just gained 2 followers.
That's huge. No, we...
Listeners.
Oh, yeah, oh wait, we have, whoa. Wait, this is really big.
Someone so is listening in the lowest quality.
So they're probably listening like on their grandfather's antique radio. So that's dedication.
Yeah, so shout out. And
maybe
also,
their grandfather's listening with them.
Who's to say?
Who's to say?
Also, our new listener on highest quality is probably Matt Cavello because he sent a alarm. So hey Matt.
Yeah.
How you doing, Cavello? Anyway, moving on. Gigi is much better than I am. She's
I wouldn't say much better.
Okay, but like
overall
she's just like a higher quality human being.
Mm-hmm. Just more pleasant to be around.
Yeah, like everyone wants to be like, ah, Gigi. Oh, and here's the best part about this entire relationship. Okay, also a side note. My Instagram bio is literally Gigi to Tony's roommate.
Here's why.
Every single party I've gone to in the past, at least
dinner parties, birthday parties,
toga parties, TBT. last Thursday, and like regular college parties, which we
are questionably allowed to talk about.
Anyway, every party that I've gone to, someone has come up to me and says, "Are you Gigi Tutone's roommate?"
Mm-hmm.
That's literally all they address me.
First name and last name. Even though I've not met another Gigi at Tufts.
But it's still, are you Gigi Tutone's roommate? And I say, yeah, that's me. Mm-hmm. And they're like, your name? I know it. Ugh, it's off Snapchat. And then I have to go, it's Emily. It's really nice to meet you.
I've been like your roommate, Emma. And I let it happen. I like literally have not corrected them just because I think it's funny and I'm a terrible person.
I'm irrelevant in like the social scene. It's always, are you Gigi Tutone's roommate? They don't like, a lot of times I say yes and they're like, I knew it, and they walk away. They don't even like ask for my name. I try and shake their hand, say it's really nice to meet you, even though I've never known you in my entire life. But nah, it's just Gigi Tutone's roommate. So,
yeah.
That's my life.
But the one thing she does have on me, her knowledge of classics goes far beyond my capability.
Yep. Yeah.
Today she was explaining to me the difference between the Julian, is that it? The Julian and the Gregorian calendar. And apparently we're in the Gregorian.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. That's all she's...
I'm not going to go into it because it's a long discussion. Yeah. The calendar system in
maybe
ancient Rome.
Topic for next show.
I don't think anyone wants to listen to Classics with Emily Deal because that's just like not...
Mm-hmm. It's just not what you want.
It's not... Like if people like barely listen to our show because I'm on it and like it's not just Gigi alone, like there's no way people are just going to want to listen to me talking about ancient Rome.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you ever want to talk to me about it personally, I'm down.
But, like, that would mean you would have to talk to her
alone
personally. So it's totally understandable if you don't.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, you can slide into my DMs, ask me some questions, and then I'll ask her, be a somewhat, like, middleman, mediator.
Like an owl, like, messenger.
Or, like, a middleman, mediator.
Mm-hmm. The owl, you could also say that.
I feel like the owl was a bit of a stretch.
Bit of a Harry Potter, like a Hedwig kind of reference. Okay.
So I want to get into the next song.
Yeah, next song. It's a classic. Everyone knows the song. It's still a fan favorite. It's You and Me, Disclosure, Flume Remix. As Robert Toscano would say.
I yawned. Hit the track.
Hit the track.
Wanna be who? Me.
So I think we scared our two new listeners.
Do you remember how we made an announcement that we gained two listeners?
Well, we lost both of them. Well, not necessarily, but we know we lost the person listening on their grandfather's radio.
Yeah, they just stopped. I mean, it's so low quality.
Like, so low quality. They probably, you couldn't really enjoy it. Yeah, one of our other high quality listeners left.
R.I.P.
Feeling sad and alone right now.
Only one person has let us know that they're listening to us.
Shout out to Charlie.
Long time listener, long time friend.
You're a real homie.
You're a homie.
So
let's,
Emily, we just gotta like do a quick recap. So how have you come to deal with how have you come to deal with all the overshadowing?
I just accepted my fate of being a lesser.
When did you come to this decision?
Of accepting my fate?
Yes.
A long time. Like, once Katie got that gold, I was like, yeah, I'm just never going to be a good, like, better human being.
What would you say? I mean, everyone's got to be like, nah, Emily's has some redeeming quality. She's probably a great girl. What's your greatest accomplishment / most redeeming factor to your...
The accomplishments are low, TBH.
Well, just greatest accomplishment.
In eighth grade, I won a Best Under Pressure.
I like don't agree with that because we were literally just at a dodgeball game today.
And I was not good under pressure.
She was the last one on the team left.
Shout out to Schlocks.
Shout out to the Schlocks. Thanks for letting me guest play on the dodgeball team.
Yeah, she was a guest player today. As a varsity athlete, she saved us.
Yeah. And Emily was the last one, and some guy chucked a ball at her. She dodged it. As one does in dodgeball.
In dodgeball.
Then another guy chucks another ball at her. She blocks it with the dodgeball. Mm-hmm. Like, so you know, like,
right.
You know that. It's a classic move. If
classic
you know what I'm talking
move.
About.
Everyone
just watch
class
dodgeball
ever.
The movie.
Right.
Anyway, so there's a rule that, like, if you touch the dodgeball that's been thrown at you with a dodgeball.
And you drop the ball in your hands.
You're out. But if you don't drop the ball, you're good.
Fine.
But she blocked it, and then like a good like 3 seconds, the ball had bounced off.
All right, this is an exaggeration.
No, maybe 2 hours later.
2 hours later, the ball fell from my hands.
The ball fell from her hands, and she lost the game for us. It was we lost the first round, we won the second round, and this was the third round. This was the chance for the Schlocks to thrive.
Yeah,
and. As a newly initiated member to the Schlocks,
you do have to pledge the Schlocks.
Yes. After a long, hard week of pledging, I just really wanted to see them win because it's such a great group of guys and gals, and Emily blew it for them.
Yep.
So I think even your best accomplishment of winning best under pressure is a hoax.
Wow.
So give me a redeeming quality.
I'm really good at like interacting with cats.
That's not true.
Okay. Well,
just kidding.
Carlisle loves
my
me,
cat.
So.
Well, here's the thing. Carlisle
loves everyone. So. I don't know.
That's
Gigi.
Like being like your dog like is kind of into me. Like every dog is into everyone.
A redeeming quality. I put up with you. Gigi,
put up with me?
Yeah, she...
What's that supposed to mean? Roommate?
You know, man.
No, I put up with you.
Oh, okay. No, because Gigi, like, does this thing where she just, like... Oh. Thank you, Charlie, for giving me a redeeming quality. I won the coach's award. Garrett Park swim team.
Oh, okay. That's...
So that's, like...
That's something.
So, like, you could say I'm a kiss up. Almost dropped a
bomb.
A bomb. The A bomb. Not the atomic.
Not an A-Rod home run.
Nope. Not an atomic bomb.
Or an atomic bomb. That's probably more well known.
But just the A-bomb.
Yeah.
So I won the coach's award that one time. Got a towel out of it. Charlie and I actually won the same year. It was a moment for our friendship.
So you shared the coach's award.
Well, it's given out to multiple people a year.
So it's like a participation award.
But it's like higher than a participation award.
I'm sure Charlie deserved it.
I mean, Charlie deserves everything in life.
Basically, it's like one of those, like, it's all tied up at fun to fun. Everyone gets a trophy kind of thing.
I mean, no, those are the participation trophies. Like, I got a towel, so...
You're acting like the towel is better than a trophy.
Well, because I already got the trophy. The towel was on top of the trophy. All right, we get it. I'm not an achieved human being. We're going to close out the show by tributing to my great friend, Val Diehl, my father. It was his birthday. And his favorite song just happens to be Thrift Shop by Macklemore. Why? I don't know. Ask him.
He likes to pop tags.
He likes to pop tags. He only has $20 in his pocket. And so he has this on vinyl in the man cave. If you want to listen to it on vinyl, like, he will totally be
just
there.
Come
for
on
you.
Down to the historical district of Kensington,
Maryland.
I will be spending a lot of time this year because there's supposed to be a cicada
outbreak
in Pennsylvania.
So welcome to Maryland.
So we're gonna pop some tags in
Maryland. 20895 is our zip code.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as Robert Toscano would say,
Hit the track.
Thanks for listening, friends.
It's been a great episode.
It's been an honor.
Illy, Lilas.
Oof.
Have a great one.
Have a great night, guys. Hit the track.
Like,
it's not
okay. So the transition's not going. You didn't turn on the thing. You didn't turn on the thing.
Why is I never turn that? Like, oh, jeez.
What? Oh, boom. Okay, turn on the mics off.
Peace out,
Billy.
A-Town.
Leave it there.
Just gonna pop some tags.
Oh, I don't have $20 in my pocket. I have $14.97 in my bank account.
I have more in Venmo than Gigi has in her bank account.
Hasso, help a sister out and donate to the Gigi Chitone Foundation.
You can Venmo her.
Putting a smile on Gigi's face since 1997. And we're out.
See you next time. And a leopard mink girl standing next to me. Probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. Piss. But shit, it was 99 cents. I get copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy fucking men. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain, bitch. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand me down? Thank you. Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, my ace man, my Miller. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game. Hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. So sneakerheads would be like, he got the Velcro. I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in.